Our next item is other business. Our first item of other business is Bethany Bay. 101 RPC revised master site plan on Road 350.
Now, Mr. Wheatley, this is a revised master plan for the remaining 21 units for the Bethany Bay project. Three single-family homes have been returned to section 1.5, which is located on the southerly side of Pinehurst Court. 18 units have been relocated to section 1.3, which is known as the View. Instead of 12-unit buildings in this area, 18-unit buildings are now proposed. They're basically adding a third story to the existing buildings. This revised plan is very similar to the revised plan, master plan that the commission approved September 17th of 2008. The buildings have shifted just a little bit for aesthetic appearances. We have received letters or emails of support from the Heron Run Condo Association, the Pointed Bethany Bay Homeowners Association, and the Bethany Bay Homeowners Transition Board. They've advised that they all support the revisions since they are similar to the approved plan of September 17th of 08. And then today we received another letter from the Transition Board just stating that they're still in support of it.
All right, sir.
Smith, what's your pleasure?
Well, Mr. Chairman, taking into consideration Mr. Abbott's notes and information and the fact that the community at large seems to be supportive of it, my motion is for approval of the application of Bethany Bay AR1 RPC as a revised master plan as submitted.
Question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Do we know if there's, has there been any construction in this development? Any lots sold? And
they have 21 units left to build. Yeah, out of 550 that were approved.
Because I know what one of my concerns is that's generated by this, and even though we've gotten all these letters of support, as I know that we recently had another project where they wanted to make some changes, most notably the Villages of Five Points, and we had letters of support from the HOA, and when we had our public hearing, we had quite an outpouring of residents who were opposed to the changes.
I think on this one, and Mr. Abbott, correct me if I'm wrong, the difference would be that this, it's a revision. There were different revisions that had been proposed by the applicant, and as I understand it, ultimately they went back and worked with the various associations, and this fairly closely reflects what had previously been approved. So it's not a change along the types that we've seen with other applications. I mean, it actually brings it back, brings it back pretty much in conformity with the September 17, 2008 plan that was approved.
Was that approved with three stories?
There are three-story buildings out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think, Mr. Johnson, that you make up a, you know, you make good points, certainly, and I'm glad to see that not only you but the staff and everyone is paying attention to the changes as they do come up so the public will be served.
I kind of find it ironic. One section is called The View, and we're going to add another story to it, so I wonder whose views is going to be left. All right, Mr. Chairman. I defer to...
They had some buildings in that project that were originally intended to be three-story. When they saw it last time, they had proposed reducing to two and to add more other multifamily buildings. And then after they had problems last time, they came back, went back to the HOAs, and then went back to the three-story originally intended.
So obviously in this particular case, there's been extensive efforts made to address the community. And so if they had any concerns, they could convey to the, they could have conveyed them to the commission.
Okay, I've got a motion. Do I have a second yet?
I'll second that.
Okay. Moved and seconded to approve the revised master plan on Road 350 for Bethany Bay AR1 RPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.